Welcome everyone to a Wednesday edition of the Jordan Hollenbeck Sports Podcast right here at Pod-O-Matic. And of course, we are recording live to tape from the Five Hole Studios right here in Connecticut. And we got a lot of stuff to get to. We got a little NHL. We got a little NBA. We got a little football, a little college football, a little college basketball. And let's kick it off with, at the time of this recording, we are less than an hour away from the NHL trade deadline. And in these parts of Connecticut, New York, the big trade that just went down about 2 hours ago, about an hour ago, was the Ryan Callahan is going to Tampa Bay for modeling. St. Louis will be coming to the Rangers. I don't know how I feel about this. I said this, I sent out a tweet about a couple minutes ago saying, how do I feel about Ryan Callahan leaving? It was all depending on if Ryan Callahan would come down from his contract, and if the Rangers would go, meet him somewhere halfway through it. So Mario St. Louis leaves the Rangers, comes to the Rangers. He wanted to come here. Ryan Callahan does not get his 6-year contract extension. He gets traded to Tampa Bay, and I also say it's going to be very weird watching the Ranger game, a little bit of the Ranger game tonight, and see Ryan Callahan not be out there on the ice for the New York Rangers. We still have not found out the other big story in the NHL. Is Marty Brodeur going to be traded away from the New Jersey Devils? Right now, it doesn't look like he's going to, even though he has openly said that he is open to be traded away from the New Jersey Devils, the team that he has only played for. So that is the NHL latest news. Vancouver made a deal trading their goalie to Florida. And that is it, as I said, about less than a little bit of the time of this recording. I don't know when you're going to be listening to this, but at the time of this recording, we are about less than an hour away from the trade deadline. So that is the NHL portion of the program. Well, let's get into some college basketball. No, NBA basketball first. I was looking too far down. NBA basketball, the Rockets beat the Miami Heat after LeBron James 2 nights ago scored 61. He goes for 22 in the loss. And I watched part of the game, and he looked gassed in the fourth quarter. It looked like he had nothing left, and that's pretty much what I expected from him. Going out and scoring 60 points, his body is not used to scoring, 60 points or a lot of points. So it was one of those things that I kind of expected to see, but so, and the Rockets are a good team. Are they the best team out of the West, the Midwest, or whatever they want to call it? No. I think San Antonio, who are quietly becoming one of my dark horses, my pick for the Western Conference, I think it's going to be a rematch of the NBA Finals from last year, which pitted the Spurs against the Miami Heat. Greg Popovich is one of the best coaches, and I don't think he gets enough credit for how good of a coach he actually is. So that is really a big story that you should keep your eye on. Keep your eye on the Spurs. Definitely keep your eye on the Spurs. Another big story happening in the New York area is, and it really became light, was what happens to number 7 of the New York Knicks, Carmelo Anthony. Does he opt out, or do the Knicks trade him anytime soon? And is it feasible for the Knicks to trade him away? What would where's some of the destinations he can go to? I don't think, well, the destinations where he is probably scheduled, reportedly gonna go are the Lakers, the Bulls, or the Heat. I don't think he's going to the Lakers because I don't think him and Kobe can mesh together well. I think he might go to Chicago with Derrick Rose next year. I think a very likely portion of this thing is hinging on, if he goes to Miami, it's all hinging on what's going to happen to Chris Bosh. If they keep Chris Bosh, I don't see them going after Carmelo Anthony with Wade on the books, LeBron on the books, and Chris Bosh, if they keep him. I don't see it happening. And what would the Knicks, what would they, or what would these teams have to give up to get Carmelo Anthony? Because I think it's going to be like when he left Denver. When he left Denver to go to the Knicks, I think he is going to want his money, and I think they're going to have to get something very, very, very high draft picks to get him to be a trade block for him. So I don't know what you give away, and I always say this, and I've been saying this for since this whole thing kind of came to pass, that Carmelo Anthony is going to basically like chase his tail around because he wants his money, but he also wants to go to a winner. I think if he drops his money that he wants to receive from the Knicks and all the money, I think he has a better shot to get to a contender. And I think he's starting to realize, I can't win here in New York. I don't think he sees the writing on the wall for his time in New York. And I think, and it's all about the pieces that they put around him. If they don't put any, it's like the Miami Heat. They have the pieces around them to become a champion. The Knicks don't do that. They have never done it for Carmelo Anthony. And partly it's because of his fault. It's partly because he handcuffs teams. He kicked Mike D'Antoni out because he didn't like the way he was coaching and got Mike Woodson. And now he's kind of upset with Mike Woodson. So I don't think that he's really, I think he's part of the, I think he's a big part of the problem why he, why the Knicks are in this situation of almost having one of the worst seasons in franchise history. It's just bizarre how this guy has his hand in pretty much everything he does. Everything the Knicks do, you could pretty much bet on Carmelo Anthony having a hand in that process. So it's very, very, I think that they have to cut their losses with Carmelo Anthony and just kind of hit that reset button on the team. I think, I think that's the only way you can start moving forward with the process. So that's basically all I have to say about that at the time. let's jump into some college basketball as Syracuse loses again to Notre Dame last night. And I watched the end of that game, and it was okay. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't look like they want to end the regular season and go into the NCAA tournament with any momentum whatsoever. But you can say that about a lot of teams. I mean, there's only a handful of teams, and I think Syracuse has definitely got themselves out of being that number one seed. You know, I don't know if a number one seed is that important to these big conferences, but I think it's important to Wichita State. I think that they have to be one of those number one teams. I think you have to put Florida in there, and then I don't know who else you put in there, because there hasn't been, besides those couple teams, you haven't seen a real standout performance from any of them. Any of them. You know, it's just like, nobody wants to really end the season really hot, except Wichita State and Florida. There's a couple teams, but, you know, nobody's really, really looking at, like, they really want that number one seed in the NCAA tournament. And as we are now just less than a week, a little over a week away from Selection Sunday, we'll start to, and the conference tournaments will be all over the place next week, and we'll break those down a little bit more as we get forward in there. Now let's move on to college football. College football has this rule that they're voting on tomorrow about the 10-second rule, where the referee will stand over the ball and say, 1, 2, 3, 4, and so on and so on. Until they get to that 10-second thing, you won't be able to run your offense. Won't be able to run the offense. So it gives the defense more of an opportunity, and it's all predicated on the Nick. It's called, not officially, the unofficially called the Nick Saban rule, because he likes to run that high-powered offense and just, you know, just trying to, you know, really move the ball really quick. So it's unofficially called the Nick Saban rule, and they are going to be voting on it in tomorrow. So we'll have to wait and see if they actually vote it in. But I just find it a very, very unnecessary rule, and I know why they're doing it. They're also doing it for the players' safety, but I don't know how relevant that is in this day and age of safety. I don't know, but we'll have to wait and see if they actually do vote on the rule. So just we'll have to wait and see. So until then, until they come up with that rule, maybe tomorrow I'll have more information on it, and we'll get into that as well. And we have one more big story is the NFL, which is becoming a 12-month league, as they have now officially moved the NFL draft to May, so they moved it back a couple weeks. You got the owners meeting, and then you have training camp and all that kind of or pro days coming up, and then you have the draft. So it is really like a 12-month league. And let me just say something that I've heard a lot about. Mock drafts, I hate them. I absolutely hate mock draft, because every other week we're getting a mock draft. You know, well, mock draft this, mock draft that. You know, here's Todd McShay, here's Mel Kiper's. Just have one mock draft. If you're going to do a mock draft, do one mock draft and just say, this is what I expect it to happen, and leave it alone. And another thing about it that I hate about it is we're not having flavors of the month in the NFL draft or the NFL. We're having flavors of the day. Like this week, we have Jimmy Gauzer from Eastern Illinois. He wants people to, you know, the Texans are having him work out there. The 49ers are having him work out there. It's funny to me that these guys, these under-the-radar guys, are starting to these smaller conference guys, are starting to get looked at after the combine where you know, everybody's like, well, they're on the radar during the year, but we're focused in on their team. But our player scouts have been working them, looking at them, and the first time we actually get to put our hands on them figuratively is when the combine is happening. So, you know, it's very, very funny that this, you know, next week we'll have another guy. Next week we'll have this guy. Next week we'll have another guy. So it's not even the flavor of the week or flavor of the month. It's the flavor of the day. By tomorrow, we'll have a brand new flavor of the day. So it's just really funny. And I love this story, too, that came out, that the Browns didn't have a formal meeting with Johnny Manziel. And I was reading on ProFootballTalk.com today that they said that they didn't have a formal meeting with him, which means they didn't actually go to his hotel and sit down and talk to him. They might have had some people talk to him when he wasn't doing anything at the combine, and that doesn't mean that they won't have a formal meeting with them, you know, in the future. I do think he could go to the Browns, but I think his best shot, and this is going to make the Houston Texans fans really upset, I think he's going to go to Jacksonville. I think that is the perfect fit for him, is to go to Jacksonville. I think the Jaguars need a little bit of boost in their just hype in their as an organization. I just think that they need to have that hype. So, you know, it's going to be very interesting. I think Clowney right now is on these mock drafts is number one. I don't see it. If Manziel doesn't go to Jacksonville, I think he's going to go to the Texans. You know, it's he said, she said, you know, it's all really just nonsense. You know, I mean, really, it is. And some rule changes in the NFL and some new rule changes that are going to happen in the NFL. I did have that right. I don't know why I kind of gave it to you twice. Expanding instant replay is going to be a big issue. And what it's going to be like, it's going to be like what they have in the NHL. They're going to have a guy centrally located watching all the games throughout the day. And he will have a microphone to everything. And he will be watching every game, and then he'll talk to the referees or umpires as they need him to do it. So it's going to be like what they have in the NHL, where they have a guy centrally located in Toronto, and when they have a call, they contact this person who's watching the game in Toronto, who watches the replay. It's going to be more like that with the NFL. Another big change that is going to happen either this year or next year, and I talked about this, I think it was Monday or Tuesday it was some day last week that I talked about it, and that is expanding the playoff system to one more wild card team in each division. And the way I had it thought out was it was going to be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com has written an article that said that he thinks it's going to happen in 15 because it can't happen this year because you can't cram everything together with TV rights and TV deals. So he thinks it's going to happen in 2015. And what he said is he thinks it's going to happen on Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday because it's going to be very difficult to have those teams that play on the week 17 and immediately come back and play on a Friday. So he thinks that they will expand the playoffs, and they will have that game on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So I think it's good the way it is right now. But because you see every other league that expands their playoff system, and it's like, oh man, another round. It's just like it won't end. So I just think that it's going to be one of these things that happens, that, you know, if the NFL ever has that downfall, we could kind of look back at this moment of them being, I guess, kind of too greedy. But with the NFL, I think that they could do whatever they want right now, and we're so hungry for the NFL that they won't be able to do anything completely wrong to screw us up. So, oh, I want to get to this story. I remember I teased at the end of yesterday's podcast, which was the report that John Calipari was sick of being in Kentucky. And he has denied the rumors saying that he's not going to leave Kentucky. I think he is going to leave Kentucky, but he's going to leave Kentucky in a, if the right opportunity comes up. And I think he is one of these guys that has unfinished business in the NBA. And I think one team that he would leave for, if he could, would be the Knicks. I think the Knicks would be that opportunity he would take to leave the Kentucky. I think, and Kentucky coaches usually only stay for about 10 years. So he's at that point where you could start to see him, you know, think about it. Even though he has denied that he will leave, it's the NCAA. They do one thing and they sit. You know, they say one thing and do the complete opposite. So, another big deal that could happen at the end of this year. So, and I want to just bring you guys one more little story about Larry Brown. 70-year-old Larry Brown has taken the SMU basketball program and got him ranked. So my question to you guys, because I always like to ask a question, do you think that Larry Brown is one of the top coaches in all of basketball, any level, college, pros? Do you think that Larry Brown is one of the best coaches in the history of professional and collegiate basketball? Because he's taken a lot of crappy teams. I think he even took the Clippers and made them relevant for a year. You know, he had that good run, and I think if he didn't leave Kansas, he would still be there. But I think that that's one of his downfalls, is he didn't stay with any organization that too long. And I think, you know, his traveling could have been, you know, if he stayed in one place for a very long time, he might have been considered one, wouldn't be a question. But I want to ask you guys, do you think Larry Brown is one of the best coaches in any level that you can see on TV, not like high school, but in a big program or NBA level, do you think he's one of the best coaches to ever coach at the game level? Just wanted to put that out there for you. You can actually ask me. You can actually answer that question and send me your responses by following me on Twitter at JHSportsPodcast, or you can send it to Jordan Hallenbeck Sports on Facebook. We're also available on iTunes, so subscribe to the show, and you get a daily podcast once a day, Monday through Friday. And I want to say sorry about Monday this week. I had technical difficulties with the podcast. So I want to say thank you to all the people that have already subscribed. Follow me on Twitter. Like me on Facebook. And until tomorrow, I will see you later. Bye.